Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening. Today is Wednesday, February the 9th, 2022, and I am Sister Faye coming with a word of encouragement. Heavenly Father, as before I get into this word, I want to give thanks and honor to you for ever upholding and keeping me strong with all that I have gone through and my family have been through. Lord, I give you honor. I give you the glory. I say amen. Thank you, Jesus, to all that you have done for me and what you're about to do for me. I pray for all those that's listening, those that are shut in, those that are sick with COVID, those that have recovered from COVID. May God bless you and keep you. Stay in the word. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, my word is personal presence and coming from Exodus chapter 29, verse 43 and 45 and 46, coming from the Amplified Version. Amen. And it reads, "There I will meet with the Israelites, and the tent of meeting shall be sanctified by my glory. The Shekinah, God's visible presence. I will dwell among the Israelites and be their God. And they shall know from personal experience that I am the Lord their God, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them." Exodus chapter 29, verses 43, 45 through 46. Amen. Amen. With God in our lives, we can be unshakable believers. Yet, to maintain and replenish that wavering confidence in our Lord God, we need to spend time in God's presence. In the days of Exodus, God made his presence known visibly. His people could see him as the Shekinah, the visible presence in the tent of meeting. He has also appeared before them by day in the pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. That's Exodus 13:21. God actually dwelt amid his people so that they could know him from personal experience. Today, God's presence is within his people. Thus, to see him or spend time with him, all it takes is some quiet, some silence, some prayer, some peace. Find time each day to meet with your Lord, to personally experience his presence, and he will bring you forth. I come before you, Lord, seeking your face. Make your presence known to me. Let's get personal. Amen. That's all you have to say. Amen. That is my word for today. Personal presence. And may God, Holy Spirit, get you through the rest of the week. Tell someone you love them. Tell them about the good book. Tell them about God's presence. Amen. And may God keep you and bless you. And I have another word on Friday. God bless you. And may the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.